Omax first getting promoted from the two-way to a standard contract. Just your initial thoughts on that and the work he's put in to get this opportunity.
Oh, very happy for both Omax and us. I think he's done a lot to deserve that ever since he showed up here. His work ethic has been tremendous. He's shown a lot of improvement on both sides, offense and defense, and he's improved some technical skills and always has been there when we need him. So a very reliable player, played him at different spots, and very happy we have him for the rest of the season.
Cedric just made his return back. What was your analysis after watching the film of how you prepared Coward, Cedric?
Yeah, I think it was encouraging for him to be in such great, let's say, physical shape, coming back from that small injury, and obviously we'll have to ramp him up, back up, and but there were again shades of that, what he's done the whole season with the rebounding, the ability to create the shot for himself, weak side shot blocking or weak side rim protection. Those are all there, and he's in a very good, let's say, developmental phase right now.
Sure. Back to Omax for just a second, but more broadly speaking, I remember asking you about him potentially, the way he's played, finding a place in the league, and you said something like, we'll see, and then now he's got the deal. I'm just curious, from your perspective as a coach, especially the stage that the team is in, if there's like, I guess you're complimentary, but you also don't want to just crown players, right, for performances. How do you weigh that? You know, how do you weigh pushing a player forward, but also and being careful, I guess, in the way that you do so?
I think it's a delicate balance because in the end, the goal is to do something big as a team, and we are not there at the moment. We're looking for improvement from the guys, and that improvement comes from giving everything you have in each and every possession right now. There's no like, let's start doing it at some time in the future. But I like the trajectory that a lot of our young guys are on, and Omax is on that same trajectory. But I think the biggest mistake you can do is you use the term crown them or like give any type of indication that this is enough. Like, it's obvious this is not enough, but it doesn't mean that the process isn't working or that it isn't, that the guys aren't improving. It's just that we will all have to be way better in the future, and that how you get there is by doing things in this moment and not thinking about the future. And somebody I was reading yesterday on Substack, a post there that, you know, it isn't a failure if you're writing a book. It isn't a failure if you write 10 pages a day, even though there's no book after 10 pages. You can't judge it by that. So you do day by day, you do the work you can, and then you repeat that over and over and evaluate, and it's a nonlinear path.
With Santi, talked a little bit about this knee issue, but I think he was pretty much upgraded to available in the last game, didn't play, now he's out. What more can you add or elaborate on in terms of what's going on there?
No, just Santi was able to go live speed practice the day before, and then coming off the court slot, he felt good, but in the last physical testing, he really felt that the knee isn't ready. So unfortunately, he isn't in the roster yet today, and I think we'll see how soon he comes back.
Coach, with Ryan getting the two-way, what impressed you during his 10-day that he's been here?
Actually, a lot. His ability to pick up some of the conceptual stuff that we've been doing, obviously it helps. He came from Portland that has done some of the same things, but at his size, his ability to pick up full court, cause disruption, add another versatile defender for us offensively, knocking down open shots, but also able to keep the engine running. Very quick thinker on his feet, always thinking next action and very proactive in that. So, and has been a terrific locker room guy too. So a lot to like there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.